Now, let's go to Brandon de Kock, Brand Maps Director of Storytelling. Brandon, it's good to have you. Good morning.
Hi, Clarence. How are you doing?
I'm lekker, man. But, you know, cool. This new vantage point that I have suggests that the middle class is gatvol. I don't know if I can say gatvol on radio. but really, just kind of feeling the pinch from multiple sides, you know, utilities, rates, electricity, water.
Every side. You know, I think we're about as passionate about the country we live in as your previous caller was about rectors of the University of Western Cape. We're a passionate people, and part of that is that there are these things that are on our minds the whole time. You know, we're anxious, and there's so much going on in South Africa, and it shows in what the things are that keep us awake at night. You know, we worry a lot about a lot of things for good reason.
And yesterday we were talking about, we're at the end of our tether. We lose the plot for the slightest of thing. And it's because of these factors colluding. It's absolutely difficult for the middle class to make ends meet. And they are talking about it. They are talking about it on social media. And it's as if nobody cares. This is also the sector that pays the most taxes, is it not?
Sure. Yeah. So the work we do is with what we call it middle class in South Africa. So it's people living in households earning more than 10,000 rand a month. That's 97.5% of all the personal tax in the country. Okay, so it's quite an important group of people, because if they're not doing okay, then the chances of everybody else underneath them on the income stream doing okay is pretty limited. So we always want to know what's going on in these people's mind. That's what we research. And year on year, the thing that people say that worries them the most, guess what it is? Crime, right? So crime is the single biggest worry. It always has been. In the 10 years we've been doing research in this segment, we see crime coming out as the number one thing, and then it's normally followed by corruption and government incompetence and things like that. And rising food and energy costs was always like relatively about half as important as crime. This year, for the first time, it's leapt up to be the second most important thing that keeps people awake at night: rising food and energy costs.
And there's no let up in sight, right? So people are not making ends meet.
No, I mean, I think even right at the top of the pyramid, you know, people are. I mean, I'm sure somewhere there's somebody who's struggling to pay off a Ferrari. You know, I mean, so I think it's going to affect you all the way through the income bands, obviously down. You know, it's people. So I feel like people in the top middle are going to feel the pinch in a bad way, because they probably have stretched their debt quite a bit. But people at the bottom are just going to struggle to put food on the table. So you know, it's a really interesting measure. And then the second big one, of course, is closely allied to it, is the whole Eskom power shortage issue. I was at the Maverick Gathering conference the other day, and Andre de Reiter from Eskom said a beautiful thing. He was like, he was actually quite impressive on stage, and he said, what we desperately need to do at Eskom is show a sense of urgency. You know, that was his sort of his mantra. And we see it, what we've actually seen in the data this year, Eskom and power shortages as something that kept people awake at night. About 30% of people ticked that box last year. That's rocketed up to more than 50%.
Well, it's also been a record year of load shedding.
Totally. But, you know, we had it before, Clarence, and people didn't seem to tick the box. You know, but something's happened in the last year, and we've got urgent about it. It's like, come on, will you just turn the lights back on?
Yeah, I think it's that collusion of factors, because we're also learning to live with load shedding. this is something that we can blame, something kind of tangible. But you're talking about the higher middle and the lower middle and the middle. So tell us where the stresses and how those stresses are manifesting, and what income band those are in.
Jonas, I think it's pretty much across the board. You know, when I put an income filter on this, The things that are obvious that affect people more are obvious, right? So like the future of my children is not of that much interest to older people, because their children are already, you know, doing their own thing.
Sure.
But when you look at the main things that we're worried about, so crime, corruption, rising food and costs, Eskom, government incompetence, poverty, weak economic growth, literally across the board. It doesn't matter whether you're earning 10,000 rand a month or 200,000 rand a month. Those, we all care about the same things, which is you know, just another one of those wonderful South African things where, like, actually there are probably more similarities than differences in a lot of ways.
And do they come with a replete with escape routes and strategies?
Well, that I don't know, but, you know, I keep hearing about this, you know, everyone's saying, oh, South Africans are leaving the country in their droves. And it's I'm like, how? You know, it costs about $5 million to move to Malta, for goodness sake. And who wants to move to Malta? You know, I'm not really sure what the escape strategy is. I think we're just all working harder and doing, you know, what we do as good South Africans and finding solutions.
I'm laughing. Brandon De Kock, Brand Maps director, is telling me he wants to move to Malta. I think everybody's going to put up their hand.
It's so much an island.
Listen, you know, I'm really interested to know how this is going to pan out as well on the political front.
Sure,
because, they're nitpicking. Now, we are nitpicking. The middle class is nitpicking. They're demanding more from their political representation. And that is across the board.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I think that's probably the best signal here. If something like Eskom and power shortages, if we finally lost our rag with it, there might be a lot of marginal people who may sway a vote in the coming election. You know, not as much of a difference as, you know, because young people care about this stuff just as much, right? And maybe I have this strange hope that maybe this is the year when we mobilize young voters. Do you know that if every person under the age of 40 who wasn't registered to vote but was eligible to vote in South Africa voted for the same party, they'd get more votes than the ANC got in the last election?
Yeah. But I just get the sense, you know, it's not John. It's not Cyril. It's not Julius. It's not Moosey. You know, it's just that nobody is really kind of inspiring us to just look for the light.
No, absolutely. Well, maybe we should get Rassie Erasmus in the race, eh?
Yeah, sorry,
that's
who's
a bit of a joke. Okay, but maybe he's not fit for politics. But I mean, you know, some lateral thinking, I think, will help us. You know,
just the absence of leadership, I think, makes us even more frustrated. The macro, that is our big challenge.
And I think that does come through. And, you know, on a serious note, when you look at something like this research fact that, you know, when the thing that keeps people awake at night in last year, in a year when the world was dying of COVID, you know, COVID was still a poor third place against corruption. You know what I mean? Against government corruption. Mm. And it remains very, very high on our list. You know, we've got some issues here. We know about them, and I think the more urgency we show, the more we talk about these things, the more chance there is of them changing. So
agreed.
Agreed. Yeah.
And I think people are very vocal on social media groups. And I look at Stop Cocked, for example, and the growth in membership there, and Stop in Electricity increases in the growth in membership there, and how vocal and how venomous people are about government.
Yep.
So I wouldn't suggest any rates increases in the near future. You're probably going to lose Cape Town if you do that, just from the growth in those groups. But I want to thank you for your input this afternoon. And that is, of course, Brandon De Kock, Brand Maps, Director of Storytelling.